بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، brothers and sisters، سبحان الله، every time I think I've heard it all, somebody comes up with something completely new. Yesterday somebody asked me a question and said, I have not been, listen to this one, I have not been reciting the Durud, Durud Ibrahim, in Salah, in the last Tashahud, because I read somewhere on the internet that it is not a Rukun of Salah and it is not Fard in Salah. So is my Salah valid? Now, I don't even want to, you know, reply to that question in that tone, because to me, this is not a question of fiqh. It's a question that goes much more deeply than fiqh. If somebody says to me, for example, that I just kicked my father, tell me, where is it written in the Kitab of Allah or in the Ahadith of Rasulullah ﷺ that you should not kick your father? Please find me this exact phrase, this exact word, this exact message, whether it's in whichever language. You should not kick your father. Is it written anywhere? Now, what is the answer to that? Tell me. If Salah is to be prayed according to a book of fiqh, saying that I will do only the arkan of Salah, only the pillars of Salah, only the fara'id of Salah, then what kind of Salah will it be? Let me give you some homework. Go and look up what are the arkan, what are the pillars, what are the fara'id of Salah. And imagine that you are praying only according to that. Only those. For example, Surah Al-Fatiha is a rukun of Salah, so you will read Surah Al-Fatiha. But the rest of the Quran, whatever you read after Surah Al-Fatiha is not a rukun of the Quran. So therefore, you will not read anything after Surah Al-Fatiha. You will read only Surah Al-Fatiha. In four rakat of Salah, the first tashahud is not a rukun. The first tashahud is not fard. So therefore, in four rakat of Salah, you will never pray the first tashahud itself. You will not sit for that. You will completely finish all the four. Then my point is very, very simple. My point is that where is it written that you should pray four rakat for Zuhr and four rakat for Asr and three rakat for Maghrib and two rakat for Fajr and four rakat for Isha? Where is this written? Please tell me. So why are you then praying at all? Since it is not written anywhere. What must we do in this case, if we are going to approach this beautiful deen of ours as if it is some piece of trash, some burden which has been dumped on our heads? If that is our attitude towards Islam, if that is our attitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then tell me, what must we do with the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, specifically with regard to Salah, where he said, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli, aw kama qala alayhi salatu wa sallam. He said, pray as you have seen me pray. So now if you are sitting there, if you are standing there watching, like the Sahaba did, the Salah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, if you are standing there and watching this Salah happening, will you see him recite anything after Surah Al-Fatiha? Will you see him reciting the tasbihat in ruku and sujood? Will you hear his beautiful voice reciting these things? Will you hear his beautiful voice sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reciting Durud Ibrahim, in which he himself is mentioned? Yes or no? Imagine that you are standing there watching the Salah of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. The best of people أفضل الناس بعد الأنبياء بالتحقيق. The best of human beings after the Anbiya, without a doubt. You are watching the Salah of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Is he praying only the faraid of Salah? Is he praying only the arkan of Salah? Or is he praying Salah as he was taught by his Habib, by his Shaykh, by his Ustad, by his Imam, by his Rasul, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam? Is he reciting durood in tashahud or not? So when you are praying and you are deliberately leaving out something as critical and as important as the durood and sending salat and salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and on Ibrahim alayhi salam and their families, if you are deliberately leaving this out, and tell me, is this, what fiqh is this? Is this the fiqh of Islam you are following, or is it the fiqh of shaitan, the fiqh of Iblis? Are you Hanafi or Shafi'i or Hanbali or Maliki or Zaidi or Shaitani or Iblisi? What are you? The issue is not whether the durood in tashahud is a rukun or not a rukun, or fard or not a fard. That's not the issue. That is not the issue. The durood in tashahud is not a rukun. The durood in tashahud is not a fard. If you happen to forget and you do not recite it, that is a different situation. But if you deliberately do not recite it, knowing and remembering that I must recite it now, but I am not going to recite it because it is only a sunnah, then that is like kicking your father just because it is not written anywhere that you should not, thou shalt not kick thy father. It is insane. It is completely and totally insane. I agree with you. As you are listening to me, you must be thinking, has Sheikh Yawar lost it completely? I mean, has he? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Wallah, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take this away from me. Let nobody ask me any question. Let me never have to reply to a Muslim and tell him that to send durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not need the stamp of a fard or a rukun. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. To do something out of love, where the love of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is far than the one who does not love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than he loves anyone or anything on the face of the planet in his life, including himself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised azab on him. When something you should be doing out of love, if you want a stamp of fard on it, what does it say about your iman? Forget the fiqh. Forget the fiqh. Look in the mirror and say, I am the one who deliberately does not recite durood in salah. Because I say to myself, it is only a sunnah. And I am going to be the one, the same one, who is going to stand before the throne of the Rabbul Arshil Kareem, who is going to hope for the shafa'at of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, who is going to hope for the water of Al-Hawd Al-Kawthar, which will be given to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, who is going to hope on the day of judgment to walk over the sirat in safety behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I am the same one who today does not want to send durood and salam on him, even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered me to do that. Then let me tell you, Allah does not need you, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not need you, and Allah does not need your durood, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not need your durood, because my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu declared and said, "Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi," and ordered you and said, "Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, those who believe, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima." Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. My brothers and sisters, the issue is not an issue of fiqh. The issue is an issue of iman. The issue is an issue of attitude. The issue is an issue of arrogance. The issue is an issue of laziness of the worst possible kind. The issue is an issue of not believing that one day you will die, that one day you will stand before Allah, that one day you need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, that you are what you are because you have got this deen from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. So decide what you want to do. I want to end with the beautiful 1 second story of one of the, inshaAllah, one of the great ulama and one of the awliya of Allah, Maulana Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. Somebody said to him the same thing, and he said about a sunnah, he was not, that man wasn't at the level of denying to read durood, but it was something else, where the man said, but it is only a sunnah. But it is only a sunnah. Maulana Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib Rahmatullah said, what you said is correct, but your tone is kufr. He said, what you said is correct, meaning your statement is correct, but your tone is kufr. Go figure that out. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ